Welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We're on episode 142. What? So crazy.
Right?
So crazy. and it's a book club episode. We have a book club, in case anyone wasn't aware. Every 2 months, one of us picks a book.
Yep.
And that's how the podcast started, because we never talked about the books. So now all we do is talk about the books.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was my pick, and I chose Her Majesty's Royal Coven by Juno Dawson, which is the first part of, I think at the very least, a trilogy slash, I think there's some offshoots. I'm not totally sure. The second book for sure is out. And there's a third book coming out, but I feel like it's a prequel.
Okay. Interesting.
I kind of tried to, like, not look at either of them too much because I didn't want to, like...
Fair enough.
You know.
Spoilers.
But there's going to be a spoilers on this episode.
Oh, yeah. Hella spoilers.
As the book ended, and I texted Jen immediately
yep.
twice saying, I'm screaming.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So, yes. So, if you've not read and remotely have any interest, go do that right now.
Yeah.
And then come back.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Juno Dawson?
Yes. So, Juno Dawson is an English author of young adult fiction and nonfiction. Dawson's notable works include This Book is Gay, Mind Your Head, Margot and Me, The Gender Games, Clean, Meat Market, and, of course, this series, Her Majesty's Royal Coven. Yeah. So Dawson was born at Bradford Royal Infirmary in West Yorkshire. That's so, like, specific.
Yeah.
Of, like, this is exactly where she was born. She is trans. So that's a fun fact about Juno Dawson. Mm-hmm. She lived in Bingley and was educated at Bingley Grammar School. At, like, so much information about her life. After graduating from Bangor University. Oh, I think that's in Wales.
Oh.
Anyway, she worked as a primary school teacher and later became a PSHE coordinator.
I feel like that's probably one of those, you know, acronyms that, like, British people totally know what it is.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
No.
Probably could have looked that up, but that's okay. I mean, I'm assuming it's school related.
Yes.
Anyway, while she was working as a teacher, she began writing books that were aimed at young adults, which allowed her to become successful enough to leave her job. Mm. She's written a number of, goals. She's written a number of young adult fiction books, including Hollow Pike and Say Her Name. And her books often feature LGBT people, and Dawson has advocated for books to feature more prominent LGBT characters. So,
yay,
that's awesome. We love her for that.
Yes. Yes. And this specific book, so book one, at the dawn of their adolescence, on the eve of the summer solstice, four young girls, Helen... See, this is... In my head, when I read this book, I read it as Helena. And then once I finished, I was like, that's so weird, because for the My Chemical Romance song, in my head, I always say it, Helena. And
oh.
I was like, huh.
Interesting. I was also saying Helena.
Yeah, I know. And, like, that's what made sense. And then I just had this, like, weird moment of, like, I wonder. Anyways.
Interesting.
But Helena, Leonie, Neve, and Elle all took their oath to join Her Majesty's Royal Coven, which was established by Queen Elizabeth I as a covert government department. Decades later, the witch community is still reeling from a civil war, and Helena is the reigning high priestess of said organization. But she is the only one who is still enmeshed in the bureaucracy of all of that. Elle is trying to be a normal housewife, and Neve is a country vet, using her powers to heal sick animals. And then Helena perceived a very deep betrayal by Leonie, who defected and started her own coven called Diaspora. And then now there's a bigger problem. A young warlock with extraordinary capabilities has been captured by authorities and might threaten basically their entire existence. And then a fight ensues.
Of course.
Oh, man. But yeah, so Dawson explores gender and the corrupting nature of power in a delightful and provocative story of magic, matriarchy, friendship, and feminism. And it was so good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Ugh.
Yeah.
When I felt like, I mean, at this point, 142 episodes in, we've read so many different kinds of books. But the whole time, like, I just felt like we hadn't read a book like this.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know if it was just, because I mean, like, we've read books about witches,
Oh yeah,
and we've
totally.
read, like, thriller mystery kind of action or sci-fi or whatever. But it just, I don't know, yeah, just. It was good, and I like just in the sense of like the structure and the pacing and the
Yeah, exactly.
subject matter outside of queer, just the general like
Yeah.
battle situation, like because there's a battle.
Ever.
But yeah, it was just so good,
Right?
which is how I ended up not taking a lot of notes because I read it in two sittings.
Nice. Nice.
Oh man. Yeah. Do you want to start
Yeah,
kind of?
I was also bad at taking notes. Probably because it's just like, yeah, it just like keeps you reading,
Yeah.
you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's so
Where do you even
like,
begin?
I know. It kind of jumps between the different perspectives. So you get like a quick little
Yes.
chapter of the girls when they're teenagers, and we do know that Neve has a twin sister, to be noted. And then it jumps to like now times, and they're all early 30-ish something, mid 30s, right?
Yeah,
Because it
I
was
think
like,
so, yeah.
because they were like 10, and then they said it was like 25 years later or something. And it kind of jumps between the different characters that I had mentioned, and it does that in a really like seamless way, which reminded me of like the Lucy Foley books. So, the guest list, the hunting party, whatever. Like it, you get all the different perspectives constantly. Although those are like murder mysteries,
Right.
which are always so good, but also like some sort of British-ish of some kind. There's usually some kind of remote island, and they're all stuck on it, and there's the gale force winds and things happen. But yeah, and I just loved, I'm not gonna say all of them because obviously Helena is bad, and like she's not totally bad from the start.
No, she's not. And I mean, like, they are friends with her. Like, they're all friends. She just, like, I don't know, man. She goes off the rails.
And like kind of quickly,
Yeah, right?
and that's what it is, because you could always tell like there was a bit of that dynamic. And obviously, like her and Neve are, my brain had such a hard time reading that name.
Neve?
Yeah, because like I know that's what it is,
Yeah.
and I understand that that's what it is, but obviously that is not how it is.
Yeah, it's the Irish spelling.
Yeah, but then like so like, it was just this constant battle with my brain being
That's so
like,
funny.
those are not the letters, and me being like, I know.
That's so funny.
Oh, but like her and Neve were kind of, the same level of witch. Like there's different, you have kind of like different sort of capability levels almost. And
Yeah.
then obviously some have like, they all have like a specialty. So whether it's healing or
Yeah, like being able to read
sentient,
minds, like sentience, and then like oracles, and then people who could do like several of them. Yeah.
And so like Neve kind of always had that over Helena because like they were the same level, but she was an adept, like she could do two things. And like so like Helena just always, you could always just tell like they had that kind of girlfriend group where like you're friends but you're not friends but you are totally friends, but like it's always kind of like three against one, or and like the one kind of, and they were always talking about how they were like trying to fight over who got to be which Spice Girl, and like that was kind of how they determined their
Yeah, it's pretty
hierarchy.
funny.
Oh, which was so good.
Yeah, I know. Relatable.
Well, then like it also has like a little bit of everything, just because you get obviously like the different relationships. You have Leonie and her girlfriend, and then like Elle and her husband, who like doesn't know she's a
Yeah.
witch, and like their kids and their family, and like she realizes that her daughter is a witch, so she has to like tell her daughter that they're both witches. But then there's also like love interest stuff with Neve and the
Yeah, and
vegetable guy.
Luke,
Yes,
her vegetable
sir.
delivery guy, that was great.
As much as I like loved all the characters, and not to just be like focused on like the one like main straight love interest character situation, but I just wanted them to be together so hard.
Oh, I know, right? Also, Neve was just my favorite, so. I know.
I can't talk about it yet.
That's fair.
But yeah, like she just had that, like, it was like immediate girl crush. I just want to be her. She was so nice and she was super cool and like level-headed, but like did the things. And then like obviously like during the war, her, they weren't actually married, but her partner man was killed and like Helena's husband was killed, so like that was the whole thing. And Neve's sister, Ciara, like something had happened with her, so like she's off in a hospital and you don't really know a lot about her right away. So like she just has all this like depth and character, and then like, I just.
Well, and then she's good, so good with like, so like basically there's like this, I mean, as with every kind of a story like this, there's like a prophecy slash story thing about like if this thing happens, then so the story is like there will be this sullied child, quote unquote, that is gonna like bring about the rise of Leviathan, which is one of like three mega demons, basically. And so they find this magical person, that Helena thinks is the sullied child, and they have them locked away in like a prison for witch adults. And Neve just like swoops in and is like, we can't do this. Like, this is a child. Let me take this child home with me and figure out what is happening. Like, and she's just so good, Theo, like, through all of it. Because, like, as the story progresses, like, Theo, they assume, is a boy at the beginning. And so that's how they're always referring to her. But then, Elle's daughter Holly becomes really good friends with Theo, and Neve's kind of like teaching the two of them because Holly's just found out that she's a witch. And then obviously Theo doesn't know how to control her powers. So like she's teaching the two of them and they become really good friends. So then like Holly finds out that Theo is trans. And so like then Neve just kind of like rolls with it and it's so good. Like Neve's just like awesome. She's like, okay, great, cool. Let's do this.
Well, and in that way, we're like, because she's just like, I want to do this properly. Like, I don't want to make mistakes. I'm probably going to, but like, so I apologize if I do. But like, what do you want to be called? What do you, like, do you still want to do Theo? Do you want to do this? Like, what pronouns? Like this and that. Like, at one point there, like she takes them shopping, and is like, cool, yep, like get whatever. Like, and anytime that anyone of the witches who like is in the know of this whole situation is just like, no, it can work this way. She says she's a girl, so she's a girl. That's done and done. Because that's kind of like the whole old school witch things of like, witches are only women. And like, Helena makes all these like awful comments about
Oh, it's
like,
so
she
awful.
can,
It was like
or he
legitimately
can wear
hard
a
to
dress,
read.
but like, he's gonna have a, if we have our solstice thing where we're all dancing around and like his penis is gonna be flailing around, you're just like, you are such a
Yeah,
bitch.
she's awful. It like legitimately it was so difficult to read. I was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "Get your JKR transphobic ass out of here."
Yes. But the whole, like, Neve never questions it. It's just like, yep, cool, done. This can totally work. This is how it happens. Like, and even then, which again, all of this is so very au courant. When she says, like, if you think about it, like, the way, so, like, Gaia is kind of one of their main, like the witch god sort of a thing. They always say, like, oh my gods or oh my goddess, and I love it. Is like, kind of explains how, like, even the definition of a witch isn't necessarily like actually specific to body parts or anything, and it's just like, no, like it totally makes sense if it would just be this, and like this is what we are, and like everything changes, and like lots of people do different stuff, and that's why like Helena hated Leone's coven, because they're like, no white witches were allowed, a lot of them were queer, like all of those things of like, you know, basically all the misfits and the cast-offs from awful regular society were what she celebrated, and it was just like, oh, they're just so good. And it's a thing of like, I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I feel like witches would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that open, accepting. Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
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 Love it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and then just like Niamh and Luke going on their date, not date, to the movies.
Right.
And it was so cute how like it ended up being empty. So then she's like, oh man, this is totally like a date.
Right. So funny.
It's all just so good.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Well, then, yeah, even just, like, it was all about all of them, really. Like, obviously, the main focus was Theo finding herself. But then, like, all of them, too. Like, Niamh being able to kind of move on from Conrad and, like, fall in love with Luke. Or then Elle, we've learned that this whole time she's had, like, a glamour on, so her husband has never actually seen exactly what she physically looked like.
Yeah, she's, like, made herself look, like, thinner and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like... And like he finds out she's a witch, or like, and like Leonie trying to figure out if she actually wanted to kind of not like settle down, but like maybe move out of the city and like,
yeah, and like
start a family. And,
like, yeah.
Yeah. And it was just.
I also loved Leonie. Leonie was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Niamh and Leonie were my favorites.
Yes.
Oh,
they're all just so good.
Yeah.
So, like, and I think that's why I really liked it, because you were getting almost like all these different types of stories. So like, we love our witch stories, but then it was also like pretty action packed.
Oh yeah, totally.
In the sense of like actual like action fighting and whatnots.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, kind of like monsters and some demons, but then like a love story, but then like coming of age stories for like the three teenagers. And like, it just had all the different stuff.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah.
Right.
And but yeah, so like as this progresses and like Helena starts going off the rails because she just like cannot accept the idea of Theo being trans.
Yeah.
And then like being allowed into Her Majesty's Royal Coven. She's like, absolutely not. So she tries to like purposely sort of pawn Theo off to one of the cabals. So like Leonie's brother's a warlock and like his cabal is to coven. And like that just starts a whole thing, and like Niamh gets really badass.
Oh yeah.
Cause they like steal Theo in the middle of the night. And Niamh stops that.
She does. Oh yeah, she does. She's like, absolutely not. This is not happening.
She like flies over to like where their car is going. Throws trees down so they can't drive away, and basically like stands in the road stopping the van with her body to the point where she's picking it up.
Oh yeah.
And all of the men inside are like, no,
like, what is happening?
But then that's also when we learn like kind of how strong Theo is, because
yes,
Theo like was about to like take down all those guys, but was also getting to Niamh, and because Niamh is so strong, usually, like, that kind of stuff doesn't affect her as much.
Yeah.
So, of course, everyone was, like, worried about that. And it was just like, ugh. It had everything.
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, because, and we get, all like, this whole backstory. So, like, and with the Witch Civil War, it was basically, like, there was, like, a faction that decided that they wanted to, I mean, like, not to mention the woman who shall not be mentioned.
Yes.
But... similar vibes with like you have, they call them mundanes for like regular people that don't have powers, and you had this like faction that wants to basically take over and be in charge and not be like kind of in hiding the way that they currently are. Not that they're like hiding, but like they're a secret and regular people don't know witches exist.
Yeah, because they like cloak things and do stuff, so even when they're having like witchy moments of like flipping cars in the street,
yeah,
the mundanes can't see that it's actually happening, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what that whole like civil war was about.
Yeah.
So that was like a really interesting part of it too. And then, yeah, I don't know, just like the way Helena goes off the rails.
Well, right, so there was it Dabney Hale? Somebody Hale.
Yeah, I think
Anyway,
it's Dabney.
yeah. He was kind of like the main warlock behind all of that. It was his faction, he started it. But he's been captured, so he is in the prison, and they like didn't put him to death because basically like knew too much and was going to be able to help them catch any of the stragglers that was left, kind of a thing. And but he had like conjured a demon
Yes.
or blah, wild. And because Helena is so afraid of Theo and is
Yes.
so convinced that Theo will be Leviathan, and therefore because like one of the young oracles had seen something happen, and even all the other oracles were like, usually like we all kind of see a little bit of something, but like none of us can confirm that any of us have seen any of this. And Helen's like, nope, an oracle saw it, like it's gonna happen, Theo's gonna take us down. And like she just can't reconcile any of that. And it's just like immediately like, okay, so she goes to talk to Dabney Hale and was like, what kind of like crazy magic bad stuff did you use? And then she like goes to that guy and like figures out how to conjure the demon. You're just like, slow your roll.
I know, right? Honestly, like, oof.
Well, because and she keeps having like different people like spy on Neve and Theo and Holly. So like she purposely sends her daughter Snow at first to like again kind of like keep an eye on things. But then when she tries to send Snow off, well, even Snow's like something's going up here, and like she emails Neve being like, something's weird with my mom. This isn't good. But yeah, and then it's just like bam, you're like, oh man.
Okay, so let's talk about the scene where, so like, Helena decides that in order for her to, which like the whole time it was happening, so she's like, I'm gonna summon demon. And I was like, okay, do you not think that maybe this is how Leviathan is gonna rise? Like, just thinking here that maybe this is the wrong way to go about this. But because Theo is so strong, like abnormally strong, she's like, no, this is the only way to do it. But like that scene where she is summoning the demon and doing like the whole ritual, I was like, what? It was so good in like the most like grotesque way. Yeah. Like she like a scorpion like crawls. Wasn't that horrible?
Okay, so do you remember when we had read Jaws, when we were on the Books and Bones podcast, and we were talking, and I kept like, when I was reading, I kept like, you know, like when you're watching a movie and you kind of like move your face so you can't like see something? And I kept like doing that with the book because Jaws, it was actually kind of
Yeah.
like, oh. With this one, at one point, when that happened, when the little scorpion was like going under, I fully like put my hand up over my eyes and then stopped and was like, what are you doing? Because I was just like, oh, no, like, no, ugh, no.
Like honestly, the faces I was making.
So yeah, so then she's like convulsing on the ground, and then like this bull comes out of the forest, and she has to like, who's the demon? And he's like talking to her and whatever, whatever. But she has to like kill him and then like
Head.
cut his head off. But she had also part of the to like conjure him, she'd had to have like a relative's bones. And as you're reading it, at first it sounds like it just had to be, you know, like bones that your relative owned, you know, because as a witch, you may own bones, you know? But she like didn't want to chance it, so she got her actual like grandmother's bones. And I was like, oh my God, like what? You crazy!
Can we talk about the fetus she just offered up as a
Oh yeah, but But she drew the line at
Yes.
actually like killing a
Yes.
newborn baby,
Yeah.
but instead brought like a stillborn fetus, and you're just like, that's the line?
Right. Like that's still not great, Helena.
Which like the bull eats and you're just like ugh.
God, yeah, it was just like it was gruesome.
But also like such a like amazing
Oh, in like
writing.
the best way. Yeah, truly was like truly fantastic.
Yeah, it definitely had like Sabrina vibes just in that like super really creepy.
Definitely.
Yeah. So good. And well, and so at one point, because of course there's always kind of like mentions of Neve's twin sister, and you don't really know what happened. Obviously, and if again, if you've listened this far, you can tell that we like the book because we all over the place. It's that's our niche. Chaotic enjoyment.
Truly.
But like, so Ciara had gone with Hale and his side of things, so like she was. I don't want to say like a bad witch, right? Because, well,
But
even
she's
Neve
also
mentioned.
like demon possessed at one
Yeah.
point.
And that's kind of like how they all figured out how to do stuff. But we learn that Neve in. So Ciara was trying to kill Helena, who's allergic to bees.
Yes.
Side note.
Yes.
With like a glamour of bees. So there's no, not actual bees.
Yeah, not to actually hurt her, but like just to like scare her enough and throw her off enough that she
Yeah.
couldn't defend herself.
But like Neve goes like into Ciara's mind and like I can't remember how they describe it, but basically like severed
Yeah, I think it's severing.
her soul from her existence. And so it's almost like she's comatose, brain dead, something, but like a lot, like in this weird. And so we learn like that's why she's in the hospital. And
Yep.
you're just like, ooh, that is some family history. But yeah, so then as this is all going, so we're getting our little bits of, you know, the teenagers are learning magic and Neve's falling in love and everybody's trying to figure out things. Obviously, Helen goes off the rail. She, one of her like assistant or whatever, realizes that she's like planning to like go steal Theo from the small town that they're in. And she like the assistant lets Leonie know, or like Leonie, yeah, or whatever. So they all like everyone descends on this place, and the battle ensues. And
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just like so, it's totally one of those like really good supernatural action witch
Yeah.
things.
Yeah, like, yeah. Exactly.
The witch
Like
battle of
which
the
battle? Yes.
yeah. Oh, it was just so
Yeah, it was great.
I love Elle because like. When it was all happening, it was in the middle of the night, and like Jez was trying to get her to stop, and she's like, "No, I have to go." And he's like, "You're in your nightie." So she like gets on her like yoga pants, and, like throws her
Yeah.
hair up in a ponytail, and she's like, "Okay, like
So
we're
funny.
gonna do this."
So good. I also loved Holly, her daughter. Holly was great.
Oh, so
Yeah.
good.
Well, and then Elle gets her like moment too. So like there's one point where they're like hiding out in a church with this other witch lady. And one of the witches from the Royal Coven like gets in there somehow. And so Holly tries to like get her off with like pieces of broken glass, like throwing them at her. And then she goes after Holly, of course. But then Elle, so what basically Luke has gotten hurt in this whole thing. Neve and
Again.
Theo, yeah, again, Neve and Theo are trying to escape because Helena and the Coven are after her, after them. And Luke's passed out because they've put a weird spell on all the regular people in the town. So they have him in the car and they get into this like insane car crash. Like the car just like flips and it's terrible. So anyway, Elle is the one that has healing powers. So she has like healed him to a certain degree. But because when she does that, she kind of takes in all of the like pain and suffering that he's gone through. So she like has this inside her, and then she like lets it out on this other witch.
Yeah.
So like until she's in so much pain that she just passes out.
Yeah, it's just like crumpled on the floor.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Man.
So good.
They're all just so good.
Yeah.
Well, and this whole time, we also have to say, so Elle's granny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Is
Annie Device.
Annie. Who is an oracle, but like she's retired and they were like unclear as to how old she actually is.
Yeah.
She's blind and like, you know, loves the girls, you know, Neve always checks on her, all this kind of stuff. And she had like talked to Neve and kind of mentioned something about like, you know, like something's definitely happening, but like, just remember that like fire is fire, but like the whole point of water is that it's water so it can like put out fire or whatever. Mm-hmm. But because she like knows what's happening and can like warn people, Helena goes over there.
Yep.
And kills her.
Oh yeah, she does.
By like freezing her apartment.
Yep.
And so of course at this point the family just thinks that like she's passed away because they literally don't know, like old.
Right.
But like Neve is just like, no, like something's weird. Like there's just like, isn't it weird that she had like hypothermia? It's spring. Like, no, like this is just something's weird. It's all weird. But yeah, so, and like at one point Annie had also talked about how there's this like water passageway from her place.
Yes.
To like some other place. Cause there was
through a well.
Yeah. Through the well of like, that's what she used to go like visit one of her girlfriends back in the day so that then like the girlfriend's husband wouldn't know because she could just like go through like this water conduit.
Yeah.
But like, so that's where they end up because Neven is like, oh my god, like that's how we can escape. And then Helena, everything just...
I know.
She's just the worst.
I know.
And it's only made worse because like in the end when she's being sentenced, everyone is like, this is all too harsh. Like, she doesn't actually deserve this. Because, like...
Oh, because they opt to execute her.
Yeah. And there's... And, like... And you're like, see? Like, that's how... Like, you're so bad. But, like, your friends still believed just enough in you.
Yep.
That, like, they... You're just like, man, you're garbage.
I know!
Because, yeah, they had figured out that, like, she'd killed Annie. So, it's like, that's another thing she's charged with. You're just like, oh, man.
Yeah, it was like, what was it? There was like betraying the coven, killing a fellow witch, consorting with a demon. I don't know. There were several things.
Yeah.
She did a lot of bad things.
Yeah. But yeah, so they end up like at Annie's because they were trying to get, or they're walking through this like river trying to get to Annie's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when like the giant battle happens and like just has all the things. Like I feel like it would just look so good.
Right? Turn this into a show, please.
Oh, man. Absolutely. And, like, I want a show. I don't want a movie. I want...
Yeah, no, I want a show. I want a
10-episode, yeah. Like...
Yeah. Hundo.
I want to get to know everybody.
Yeah.
And, because, like, at that point, like, they're all sort of... So Theo and Neve and Helena are all kind of battling and powers are flying and this and that and, like... Helena has Theo, like, caught up in branches that she's controlling, and the water that Neve is in is, like, on fire, so she can't get out. But then, like, Theo emerges and, like, has all the power, and it was just...
Oh, yeah, there was that, like, really cool scene, like, cool part where, like, Neve somehow, like, lets Theo, like, borrow her power somehow, or, like... Yeah. And then Theo does this, like, full-blown transformation.
Yeah.
Into, like, how she actually sees herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, full power in control.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, and, like, and the whole time, Helena's still being, like, kind of bitchy and snotty.
Oh, I know.
Because then this whole time, like, Neve is trying to figure out what Annie was talking about. This whole, like, water is water, but, like, it puts out fire. And she's just like, what are we going on? But then she has this moment remembering Sierra, because that was what Annie scrawled, like, as she was dying. She wrote her name down. And she just, like, Neve just couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden she was like, oh. And at first I was like,
also they're aligned with elements, right? Like, Helena is a fire witch and Neve is a water witch. Like, that's the element that they're most, like, in tune with. And then Neve realizes what she can do.
And she calls the insects.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. Because, again, and I, like, cause I think I was just, like, so into reading it that I wasn't even. I was just like, okay, yeah, fine. And then she said something about, like, because then, like, you know, like, there's a bee or whatever, right? And Helena's like, ugh, you're just trying to be, like, your sister. And Neve's like, no, because Sierra's bees were fake. But Neve's bee was real.
Really real.
And then I was just like, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Ugh. And then, yeah, all the bees come. And, yeah. Ugh. It was just.
Well, and then Elle shows up and still saves Helena.
Yeah.
From her anaphylactic bee reaction.
Yep.
Oh, and then the demon is, like, expelled from Helena, which...
When it was, like, weird and creepy. When it could, even it was, like, kind of, like, there, and then it was, like, and it just, like, ran away. It was, like, nah, I'm not messing with this. And I was, like, okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
Well, that's going to be relevant later for sure.
Yeah. Well, right? Because, like, when it came out...
Conjures is, like, one of the three, right?
Yeah.
It's, like... What is it, Belial or something?
Mm-hmm.
That one, Leviathan, and what's the third one?
I can't remember.
It's not like Lucifer, is it?
I don't think so, but it but that kind of idea of like...
Yeah.
Not a holy trinity, but I say, I guess...
Unholy trinity.
Yeah. But yeah, like when it came out, I was like, oh man, like, this is a note, right? Like, battle number two, you know, like...
Right.
But then it just kind of like left, and I was like, oh...
Yeah.
So then, like, everyone's saved for the most part.
Yep.
We're like, okay, enough. But, like, then we also learn that at one point, Helena thought she was having a nap. But really, the demon had, like, taken over her, went to the prison, and released Hale. So now he's out and free.
Yep.
And you're like, what?
Yep.
So, of course, I was like, oh, okay, that's setting up book two. No. So, of course, everybody's happy. The kids have their, like, ceremony to, like, join the coven. It's going to be great. Her and Luke are good. Oh, my God, Luke, I love him. And he's like, cool, you're a witch. No problem.
He's just so chill about the whole thing.
He's like, yeah, all right, I get it. That's cool. He was a dream.
Yeah, he was pretty great. Yeah. Yeah.
He just had very, you know, like the good, like, not, I want to say Hallmark, but not Hallmark because they don't like queer people. But the made for TV.
Yeah.
Small town.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
back
yeah.
to my high school. For reunion, and then have to save the tree farm and the chiropractor that works down the street. You know, one of those. He just had those vibes, and I was like, yes!
So true. So true. And he's just, like, so sweet, right? Because, like, she's so not sure that she's ready to be entering into a new relationship because, like, you know, the whole thing with her, her partner dying so horribly, but then also the fact that, like, Luke doesn't know she's a witch and she doesn't want, like, if she was going to do anything serious with Luke, she'd want to tell him. And, like, that was just a whole thing. So, like, she's, like, been holding him at a distance and he just, like, goes with it and he gets it. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Like,
well, then even when
here, like,
when, like, right. Everyone kind of knows Theo's trans, she's a girl. Cause the whole time, like, cause Theo doesn't talk only, like, mentally to other people.
Yes, they can. Yeah. They could, like, yeah, so Holly and Neve can both communicate with her, like, telepathically, basically.
And, but, like, Luke kept saying, like, oh, hey, mate, blah, blah, you know, whatever, this and that. And so, like, Neve asked Theo if she could tell Luke. And so she tells Luke, and he's just like, okay, like, do you still want to go by Theo, or like, do you want to be like something else? Like, right, same thing, right? He was just like, okay, cool. Like,
Yeah,
it's like, oh,
I know.
I love this family.
Same. Ugh.
Oh, so then everyone goes to Helena's execution. Snow is pissed, obviously.
Yeah.
So I feel like that might, come back.
I'm sure it will. I was kind of hoping she would be like, I mean, obviously she's pissed. It was her mom. But like because even when Helena was being like super transphobic and still referring to Theo with he him pronouns, Snow was like, shouldn't we be saying she now? Like,
Well,
you
even just,
know?
like,
And reaching out to Neve to be like, my mom's being weird. Can you please do something about this? But
So I feel like maybe she would have like some kind of internal battle in the future of the
yeah.
like trying to fight for her mom's side, but then realizing
Yeah.
that was wrong. So it all happens. Okay, fine. Neve finally decides to go see her sister. It's been a couple of years. She's in like this basically like prison hospital.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, so 'cause like here's I kind of figured something like this was going to happen.
I didn't.
Because there's that moment where she's talking to one of the other oracles from the Royal Coven where they said that they see Neve taking on the high priestess position, and Neve is like, I don't want that at all, like no. And then there was a moment when she's going to go see her sister where I'm like, wait a minute. They're twins.
Like, cause
This was not exactly how I thought it would go down, but I was thinking, what if they're not seeing Neve? What if they're seeing her sister?
And because, like, they're like identical twins.
Yes.
And I think at some point, is it Leonie that says, like one has like a tiny scar or something? And it was so weird how she was always attracted to one and not the other, but like, because they're identical and like that kind of stuff. And then,
Yeah.
I don't know how or what, but Ciara like stabs her with something that, like, or she feels like a pinprick or something.
Yeah.
And Ciara, who they all thought was like basically brain dead, isn't.
Nope.
And like gets up and then is like, well, I can't just like leave her here.
Yeah.
So she smothers her with a pillow.
So yeah, she's like in Neve's body now.
And then it just like ends, and I was like, what?
Listen, listen. This might be delusional wishful thinking, but I'm not convinced that Neve is dead.
Hope not.
Like that might just be my like full-blown delusional like wishful this is a magical world and it wasn't actually Neve's body. But then I don't know like what kind of weird disembodiment could be happening in that scenario, like don't know. I have no idea how this is going to play out. Cause like I was thinking, right? Like there's Theo, there's Luke. Like, I mean, not to mention Elle and Leonie, like now there's just going to be Neve's going to be around, but she's not going to be Neve.
And like, how well could she act like her sister, but like she hasn't been around her sister for the last couple of years, so like she doesn't really know what Neve's been up to.
Not to mention that Theo surely would be able to figure out what's going on.
Right, yeah, like that has to
It's
be
like,
something.
because all of Theo and Neve's conversations for like the bulk of the book happen inside their head. So like surely either Theo's gonna see that Neve, not Neve, has a wall up that she can't read, which would be weird. Or she's gonna be like, you're not Neve.
Like, I
But like
just.
Luke's not gonna know.
No.
How's Luke gonna figure that out?
Just. Ugh.
I know. I know. Especially because like I was really worried at that scene where Helena has Neve trapped in the river, and like the whole river is fire except that little bit where Neve is in water. And then she's like sort of like loaning her power to Theo, and I was really worried that that was going to be like a full-blown sacrifice on Neve's part. Just like, here's my life force, it's yours now.
And then it didn't happen, and we got sucked
and I was like,
in.
Yes, I was like, excellent, Neve is safe. I thought Neve was gonna die, and I was like, she's safe, we're good. And then we get to this stupid last chapter, and I was like, wait a minute, what's happening?
But yeah, so like, and that's just it, right? Because so she's in Neve's body, so like, they're not gonna see whatever that was. I think it was like a tiny scar or something like that on their lip.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just like, and obviously I immediately looked up book two. I was like, I need to get this. And it, again, I still have as much absolute, talk about magical thinking, wishful thinking as you, that like Neve exists somewhere.
Yes. I'm not in there. Yet that Neve is completely gone. Like I can't.
But like.
I can't let her go.
The description. Of book two, like, basically starts with, so Neve's dead.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, but is she? Like,
I don't want her to be dead.
Like, it's like it, the description is literally, Neve Kelly is dead. Her troubled twin, Ciara, now masquerades as the benevolent witch, blah, blah, blah. And again, because she is going to be named High Priestess.
Right.
But, like, suffering from amnesia, she can't remember what she's done. And then has to fool everybody. And there's, like, a shadow cabinet of, like, mundane servants that are, like, trying to figure out stuff. And you're like, oh. And, like, Leonie is trying to find Hale. And I'm just like, I need this now. Like, I just
here's what I'm looking ahead here, okay?
Yeah.
Not looking ahead, actually, but I'm looking at the book.
Yeah.
The second one. Okay. Mm-hmm. At the beginning. It has a who's who of these people. Yeah. So Neve Kelly, level 5, her sister level 5. I don't know if it's Ciara or Kiara. Because it's Irish.
And that's very true. And the whole time I was like, I don't know, and then it was just kind of like, that's how it stuck in my head.
Yeah, that's fair. L. Pearson. So anyway, it lists them in like their level.
Yeah.
And it says Helena Vance, deceased. It does not say that next to Neve Kelly. Now, I don't know if they're just doing that because they don't want you to know for sure.
Yeah.
But like Annie Device, deceased. So the ones that are for sure deceased say so. And it does not say that. For Neve Kelly. So I'm holding out hope here. Okay. And this is just this is like the introduction of the second book. So I'm not even spoiling anything in the second book. This is just like the first page that you get of the who's who.
Oh, I literally just borrowed it from the library as you were talking. I know. Okay. I'm looking.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's hope yet. There's hope for Neve Kelly. I hope. Because I'll be real sad. It'll be really upsetting to me.
Oh, man. Right? Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was Lucifer.
It was Lucifer. Okay.
Belial is the demon king of hate. Lucifer is the demon king of want. And Leviathan is the demon king of fear.
Okay.
Yeah. Which basically, like, the three of them together become Satanus. Okay. Which was also just in that part of Who's Who.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, this was really good.
I really enjoyed it. As you can tell, we're already, like, second book borrowed. Let's do this. I had other things I was going to read. And, like, for a minute, I thought it wasn't going to end on such a cliffhanger. Like, I thought it was going to do that thing where it, like, pretty much wraps it up.
Well, basically, if we didn't have that last shot, those last two pages, or page and a half, whatever, it was two pages on my Kobo.
Yeah, same.
That's exactly how it would have been.
Yeah.
Like,
it wraps it up enough that, like, you're not hanging on being like, oh my god, what happens next? But, like, obviously leaves everything open for, like, that demon still out there. There's still a bunch of threads that need to be tied up.
Even just, like, the little chapter before, where, like, Neve is going Theo's getting ready for school. Neve goes to visit her sister, and it's that point where she like telepathically hears her sister calling her name, and you're like, oh my God, like she's actually still like her sister's still in there. And like I thought it was just going to end there. Because like Neve's like, oh my God, like I'm here, and she like holds her hand, and I was like, yay! And then I like turned the page and was like, no.
No. Yeah. I know. I
And it
know.
was because Helena had given her like that ruby or something. She'd given her some kind of stone so she could
Yes.
like, ugh. Helena Vance.
I know. And like, we don't know where this demon is.
No. No, we don't.
Out there somewhere, presumably. And then also, of course, Hale is at large as well.
Well, and I feel like in my head, like they're kind of getting back together, right? Because it was the demon who had like caused Helena to go over there and release Hale.
Yes.
Because Hale had been under his control and realistically, maybe still partially was at the very least. So, yeah, like
Yeah.
what
Yeah.
happens
I
now?
know. I know. I know.
Oh, man.
Right? Like, are we gonna have to do a follow-up episode?
Immediately. Just like, forget the next episode. We're going to back to
Next
backs.
episode, doing this one next. Yeah. Too funny. Yeah. I mean, our next episode is a hangout episode. We could just talk a bit about it.
Because at this point, we're probably going to be done. Yes. Man, I just, yeah, this whole scene.
Right?
And because in my head, like, I don't know, there's something different between, like, witch stories and, like, what I would normally say is, like, more of a fantasy story
Yeah, because
that I
it's like,
just don't like, you know. Like dragons, whatever, that doesn't do anything for me.
yeah, but this was really cool. It's like honestly, truly, because I've had lots of people like be like this, you know, when you hear people, this is for like Harry Potter for grown-ups. I'm like, is it though? Like people say that about The Magicians, and I'm like, I frankly don't see it, but whatever.
Well, and also like,
But like this is, it is in a way, but better, obviously, because it's not transphobic, like certain other authors out there.
if anything, it's like for now. Like, that's what I right? Like, instead of saying for adults, I would say for now. Like, current.
It's like if you were a kid who grew up reading Harry Potter and you really loved it, and you have been horribly disappointed by J.K. Rowling being the worst human being in the world and has thus ruined your experience of the entire series, like go pick up this book.
Yeah, it's just too good. Yes, downloading immediately the Shadow Cabinet. Was never so glad for a hangout episode that we didn't have to read a book in the next 2 weeks.
We're gonna do it anyway.
Because in my head, I'm always like, oh, like.
I actually have another book I need to read in between for
Oh,
my
yeah, free.
other book club, because I only have 12 days to read it before it expires on my Kobo because I borrowed it too early, and I don't know that I'm going to be able to renew it because it's in such high demand. So I'm going to have to read
I only have 35 minutes left on my also my other book club.
that first.
So I'm going to listen to it as I walk to work tomorrow.
Nice.
How did we end up with multiple books? We already had enough books to read. How did we do this to
I don't
ourselves?
know. I don't know how we did this to ourselves, but yeah. It's
But
okay.
also, we're not surprised in
Oh, yeah. Not
the
mad.
slightest. But yeah, so obviously we love this. This is amazing. We're in 2 weeks. It's either going to be a hangout episode or part two,
Too.
or like a little bit of both.
Probably a little bit of both.
Well, 50-50. We'll give you an update, and then we're just going to talk about this.
Pretty much, yeah. That's probably how it's going to go down. For sure.
Which I support.
Yeah.
But yeah, somehow we are already in March of 2024.
Right?
Don't know how that happened.
Bananas. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. I was like, we're at the, this is like the 4 year. Is it today? Today's the 11th, right? 12th? Something. Yeah. Wild times.
Yeah.
Anniversaries we don't need to think about.
Woof.
Yeah. Was that 4 years ago? I'm so confused. Because, yeah, because I flew home on the 12th because the Friday was the Friday the 13th. I remember that.
Oh, okay. I just remember it was like around St. Patrick's Day. So, yeah.
But thankfully, we can go outside and read books about witches.
Yes. And
yeah,
our next book club.
Oh, yeah.
Is my pick.
Yeah.
We are kind of sticking with a little bit of a fantasy theme.
Ooh.
It is called Starling House. It's by Alex E. Harrow. It's a Reese's Book Club, which I didn't realize, even though it's right here on the cover of my book.
Oh, that's why it's hard to get from the library.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think it also has, like, kind of, like, gothic vibes as well.
Ooh.
But anyway, yes, a gorgeously modern gothic fantasy. So, Opal... She, like, goes home, like, back to her house in Kentucky. And there's, like, okay. Sorry. I'm trying to scan the book really quickly without, like, reading the entire synopsis on the back.
Yeah.
So here. Eden, Kentucky, a town remarkable for only two things, bad luck and E. Starling, the reclusive 19th century author of The Underland, who disappeared over 100 years ago. Mm. All she left behind were dark rumors and her home. Everyone agrees it's best to ignore the uncanny mansion and its misanthropic heir, Arthur. Except Opal, of course. So she's been obsessed with The Underland since she was a child. She goes to Starling House. And then, like... there's like, yeah, I don't know, like weird things start happening. Sweet. And I think the Underland might end up turning out to be like a real place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So, and I think a romance in here as well. So we'll get like a little love story, I think too, but, it has a lot of good buzz around it. And I read the 10,000 Doors of January, also by this author, and I really liked it.
That's so. What it was. I was like, yeah. I know that I knew there was a book that I'd seen the name, and I was so sure it was something that you had read. And I think I actually have that one on my Kobo. I just haven't read it yet.
Nice.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So I think it'll be a fun one. I'm excited.
Awesome. That will be our first episode in May.
Mm-hmm.
Wild to think about.
I know. Madness. Briefly.
But yeah, so everybody check that out. If you're trying to borrow it from the Toronto Public Library, get on the list right now.
Best of luck to you. But also I did find it was one of those like skip the line ones if you...
Yeah. Every time I look, because I put that one and the audio just in case.
Yeah.
And then every day when I go in to read listen to my other library books, like one of them pops up. It kind of switches every day.
Cool. Nice.
One of them comes up and I'm like, I'm not ready. But yeah, so we're going to be back in 2 weeks, probably talking about witches, and you know where to find us, Another Book Podcast on the Instagram, anotherbookontheshelf.com. We're doing all the things, I swear, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.